a gentleman named Robert Dudley, who had been placed in charge of her stable. His role, however, encompassed far more than that. Dudley's lodgings had been moved next to the Queen's, and there was talk amongst the ambassadors that they were never out of each other's company. Aged 28, Dudley was nearly 6 feet tall and had a strong, athletic build. His striking dark features earned him the nickname the Gypsy and made him an instant attraction at court. The Venetian ambassador described him as a very handsome young man, Giovanni Bellissimo, while Elizabeth's first biographer, William Camden, opined that he was a man of flourishing age and comely feature of body and limbs. Elizabeth, who always took personage in the way of affection, was privately smitten. Later, she would admit that she was no angel and did not deny she had some affection for Lord Robert for the many good qualities he possessed. The pair's growing closeness scandalized the court, for Robert Dudley was a married man. But there was little sign of his wife at court. With no permanent residence to call her own, his wife, Amy, stayed with family friends while her husband remained constantly at the Queen's side.